Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, where HGTV's green home is a state of mind, state of being, and with a bit of luck, your stately manor.
We walk the paths, stroll the pastures, and visit the restaurants in the community where the green home lives, Serenby, Georgia, with its visionary developer.
We get an inside-outside look at design with the home's forward-looking architect who seamlessly blends the interior with the outside world.
And we wind our way around how it was built with the builder, giving us a full view of how a house in a community
farms, families, and fresh veggies
redefine how fun, freeing, and close to everything cool a green life can be. So surrender to the serenity.
It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I feel calm today.
Well, you should feel calm because we are talking about the HGTV Green Home in Serenby, which, you know, you have to go and check it out online. Check out Serenby because it's a gorgeous place. And we follow them on Twitter, too.
Yes. And what she's talking about is Serenby, Georgia, the community in which the Green Home has been developed and built. Which is, if you go to serenby.com, an awesome place.
It is an awesome place, and you can actually buy a home there, and you can stay there. And one of the things that I think is pretty cool about staying there is that you get to pick, like, usually when you stay somewhere, like, I'm familiar with picking, like, if you want to look at the water or if you want to look at the courtyard. But, like, you can pick looking at the farm here.
This kind of place is, like, you can pick the water, the farm, the courtyard, or the water, the farm, and the courtyard.
Yeah, it's pretty very cool. And this is the fifth year that HGTV has had a green home that they've given away. And this year's prize is valued at $800,000.
What's that knocking? Oh, that's the 22 million people who signed up for it last time.
Yes, last year it was 22 million people and 3,000 people that actually toured the home, the HGTV Green Home last year. And I'm expecting that there's going to be a crowd just like that this year in Serenby.
Oh, I mean, you could barely keep us away. If we didn't have to be somewhere else, we'd be there.
We didn't have to be somewhere else, we'd be there. That's kind of like that book, you know, what is that book called?
Oh, the book where you have to be somewhere? Apparently, the book you're referencing might be,
it's like
Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Anywhere you go, there you are, or something like that.
Oh, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was a figure of speech, not a...
No, it's an actual book.
It's an actual book.
It's an actual book. So the Green Home this year is a 2,300-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath farmhouse. And we'll be talking to the architect, we'll be talking to the designer, we'll be talking to the builder, and we'll be talking to the developer as well in this show.
We're going to paint a word picture that's so crisp, so clear, you don't even need to go see it yourself.
No.
Just listen.
No, it should be hung up at an art museum somewhere. You don't even have, like, you want to have, like, the 6-foot distance that you want to do to appreciate art, too.
Right, the 6-foot distance. Everyone knows that.
6 feet away from your radio or 6 feet away from your computer or your iPod right now and just be, like, you know, really appreciating and taking it all in. Maybe in, like, a zen-like yoga pose or something, you know, very meditative.
Well, if you can figure out how to take this word picture, then print it in one of those laser printers that actually makes a product. What are those printers called?
Oh, that spits out all of the plastic?
Dot shot shop bot dot matrix type of printer. It'll print a lawnmower chute.
Yes, you can print like out like jewelry or like shoes for your Barbie, Mark.
Ooh!
Yeah, totally.
Well, you could print that out, nail it to your wall. Well, you have to be 6 feet closer to it than when you stand away and appreciate it.
I kind of think that's against the whole, like, green home mojo is to print out plastic and then nail it to your wall.
It's a good point.
They're more into reuse kind of thing.
Well, what I'm interested in finding out as we talk to everybody is how they do that. Like, the world's got more people in it. We all need to live inside a house at some point, right? I mean, most of us live in sheltered existence. Mostly.
That's kind of one of the basic needs. One of the things that defines
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah, is that we want shelter.
That's right. I went to Maslow.
And the primitive hut is the origin of all shelter.
It's also the origin of all ball snapping in football. Hut! Hut!
The primitive hut. That sounds really great. But for everybody listening, you have to go to hgtv.com and check out the green home. And you can enter to win this green home through June 1st. So you have to go and check it out, and you have to enter because I want to enter. Are we entering right now? Are you on your computer?
Sorry, I'm not listening. I'm entering.
That's a really good thing. You're one of the 22 million people that entered last year?
No, I'm one of the 28,000 million that will enter this year.
Oh, 28,000
million? 28,000 million. It's the new projected goal from HGTV.com.
By Mark?
Yeah, I'm their new statistician.
That they didn't know they hired?
Right, I'm doing it freelance.
They're embarrassed that they didn't hire you, that you're claiming that you are. We're going to have a lawsuit on our hands. We're talking about the HGTV Green Home and how awesome it is and how it's like such a serene place and everybody wants to win it. And you are trying to egg on HGTV to try to like sue us because you're doing some weird, odd thing.
Well, if I win an $800,000 house, I'll have some cash in the bank to handle that kind of lawsuit.
And we have to go to break, so I will bail you out. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Okay, here's a riddle. What goes out of the box and onto your house and makes a huge difference in curb appeal?
Ah, that's easy. You're talking ready-to-install Fipon polyurethane trim and molding for outside and inside your home.
Louvers, ceiling medallions, decorative millwork, even column wraps and shutters. Best of all, anyone can install them, even you, Mark.
Even me, Teresa. So head to Fipon.com to discover more than 2,700 durable Fipon moldings that'll make your home a showpiece.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we're just feeling it. We're feeling the mojo of this whole place.
We are. We're feeling it together. We're holding hands.
Green hands.
Well, you know, because I'm excited because I'm kind of a little bit disappointed because we're not actually there at the HGTV Green Home.
Oh, good. The word disappointed gave me pause.
I kind of really want you to take me there on a vacation because I've been looking at the photos and it's just absolutely blows me away how gorgeous it is there.
Oh, the place is knockout gorgeous, and one of the large contributors to its gorgeousness is someone we hope we have on the line here, the architect, Steve Kemp. Steve, are you with us?
I'm here. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm so excited to talk to you because, you know, I haven't gotten to see all of the really cool photos yet, and I know everyone's excited to see the big unveiling of the home, you know, because it's just such a wildly, you know, popular giveaway for HGTV. Millions of people enter to win every year, and I want to know about it. Can you tell us the details?
Sure. I can give you kind of the big picture that we started with, which I think is the primary concept of this home was to create a smaller footprint home that lived much larger than it really was. For example, we really laid this house out to feel like a 4,000 square foot home, and it just happens to only have 2,300 square feet that are heated and cooled. So, being green, that has to do primarily, one of the biggest factors is how much space are you heating and cooling. So in our minds, we were looking at this and saying, well, if somebody wanted to move from their larger home and live smaller, that can scare people sometimes. They're going to feel like they're in a shoebox. But this house, when you see it, it is wide open and it lives so much bigger than it really is.
Really?
Now, I could, I know that's complicated, but can you give a very bottle cap
synopsis? Can you tell us how to do that
synopsis?
In one sentence?
Yeah. Can you break down your entire career into three words?
I can give you one statement.
Okay.
And it is blurring the lines between inside and out.
Ooh, I like that.
That's the key.
So there are a lot of, like, windows and, you've got a lot of glass going on in the building?
Yes, but even beyond that, we have walls that just open up and go away.
Ooh.
So literally blurring that line means that wall can open, and right now I'm standing in the rear courtyard off the living room and looking back into the dining and kitchen, and these outdoor spaces are designed to be other rooms of the house.
Wow.
Okay.
Yet they're not inside and they're not conditioned spaces.
That's correct.
Wow.
Spectacular.
No, I also saw that there's a light tower in the house too.
That's right. Called a cupola.
Mm-hmm.
And that is stacked on top of the stairs, and it's two things. The style of the house is a modern farmhouse. So a cupola is kind of a stylistic element that helps reinforce that. But also we're using that it has automated windows, and as we know, heat rises, and we're in the south here, so most of the time we're dealing with cooling. So when you open those up, all the heat in the house will flow up the stairs and out, and it will draw in the cooler air from outside.
I like that.
That's really cool.
And it's a really cool feature, too, on a house, too.
It's a brilliant architectural feature in terms of looks, but in the sort of history of houses, is that kind of like a what's new, what's old is new again?
Well, when we looked at the style of this house, for us, it was going to be more modern, but we like to have a strong connection to the culture and the region of where we are in the world. I believe that's important. So we looked at this community. We're in rural Georgia. And, we studied old farmhouses and the forms that they have and the shape that they have. And while we definitely gave it a modern spin, I think when you look at it, you can see the old farmhouse inside there.
Really?
Oh, that's super cool.
When can we go there, Mark?
Yeah. Wait, if you can just, Steve, mail us a couple of keys to the door.
I don't think they'd let me do that.
No, they probably wouldn't let you do that because you're probably not really allowed to touch very much that's in the house either because somebody's going to win this house.
That's right.
Is this the kind of design that work that you do at your firm?
It is. Our focus is designing spaces that will inspire people's lives. It's not good enough to be, oh, that's nice. I want people to feel something. When they come home after a busy day and they enter their home, I want it to stir something within them. And that's our focus, is impacting people's lives. So that requires studying the natural light that comes into the home, the views both inside and outside the home, and just how that the details and the materials start to come together to just create this environment that makes a difference at the end of the day.
Now, through all of the work that you do for clients and through this project, do you ever go home to your house and say, oh, you know what? I kind of want to do that at my house.
Well, that's the curse.
Okay.
Is we're always coming up with new ideas. I did design my own house, and I love it, but there's always that next new idea that I said, wow, I'd really like to live in this house, but I pretty much say that with every house we do.
Okay.
Well, and part of your practice is also retrofit and renovation, isn't that right?
That's right.
So you could just go ahead and retrofit your house on a weekly basis.
Well, I suppose I could. It's theoretically, yes.
Theoretically.
Like a living model, you know?
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
A full-scale model of all of your projects. It'd just be your home.
If you had one element in this home that holds it all together, or maybe is a favorite of yours, I don't mean to ask an overly simplistic question, yet I will ask an overly simplistic question. What's your favorite part of this house?
Well, I'm going to say it's my favorite part of this house and all of the work that we do. And it's the amount of natural light that we bring into the house, because I think that that is the number one thing that can impact how you feel when you walk through the space.
I totally agree with that, too.
Teresa has extensive training in architecture, and she talks about that a lot. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lighting layers and different types of lighting, sometimes to the point of over...
Can you tell he's a little bored by it?
No, of baffling, contractor Mark, who's more like, can we frame this wall up? How's now?
Yeah, let's go. Let's mm-hmm. stop trying to figure out what we're doing. Let's just go. Yeah, have at it. So, yeah.
Right.
So now when you're on a site like this, and are you managing the crews as they go? Do they come to you and say, hey, I don't get it, or can you clarify this element on the plans, and do you work with them that way?
Well, sure. There's always questions that come up. We do provide very detailed drawings, but we like to be available and actively involved in the construction process so that when the craftsman has a question, we don't want him to make it up. We want him to understand the thought process behind it. So there is a fairly continual back and forth that happens.
Wow, that's great. I love that.
And yeah, I don't like to talk to you while we're building, so I give you a high five.
Yeah, our model is silence while there's construction.
Well, we're married, so, we just don't really, whole thing.
Yeah, that has its own nuances there.
Yes, it does. Well, so for everybody listening, you have to go check out his website at KemphallStudio.com and check them out on Facebook, too. Because if you don't win the HGTV Green Home, maybe you can get him to design your house.
Which would be awesome. What's not awesome is the break we have to take. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that now. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I am so overexcited to see you another day. Shut up! Oh, everyone must leave, eh? Everyone must go. Drop me off, drop me off, drop me off.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. And I want to go on vacation.
I want to actually get a new house. I've been looking at this website, and I see that there are these cottages called at this place called The Nest.
Oh, did I say vacation?
I
meant move.
I would like to go there.
Forever?
For a while, indefinitely, I'd have to say.
And, of course, what we're talking about is the best way to call it is the community in which the HGTV Green Home is located. And I hope I pronounce it right, and I will be told if I haven't pronounced it right, by its founder, Steve Nygren. And the community is called Serenbe.
It is called Serenbe.
See, that's what I've been calling it.
Serenbe.
Good. You're right. We make things simple.
High five to me. Thank you.
Okay, Steve. So first of all, welcome to my Fix It Up Life and for setting it up where I already have lost to my wife, Teresa.
Well, just think of the words serenity and bee, and so it is Serenbe.
Serenbe.
I want to have serenity. So no, I am just floored by how gorgeous the Serenbe community is and how close it is to the Atlanta airport.
It's on the very edge. We're 20 minutes from the airport, 35 minutes from downtown Atlanta, and yet we're in this incredible rural paradise.
It does look like a paradise. I mean, I was looking, I'm kind of trying to twist Mark's arm and taking me there on vacation, and we were looking at the different cottages that you can stay in.
Oh, and the different properties.
Yes. And I saw that one of them it listed that you have like a farm view. And I'm like, really? What kind of place have I ever gone where I have the option of a farm view?
Exactly. Well, it reminds you of a little English village. And the street winds through, and every house backs up to either an organic farm or a protected forest or a pasture with animals or a wildflower meadow. You just don't see that in America. Yet you go out your front door and you have the coffee shop, the art galleries, the boutiques, and a little village.
Okay.
You just basically described my fantasy lifestyle.
Yeah, the rest of the interview.
You know, life's too short. Shouldn't we be living our fantasy?
I so agree. Now, I'm it's a 1,000-acre community for everybody who's listening. You can sort of visualize it. And you have to go and check out serenbecommunity.com to look at all the beautiful pictures, too. Because, our describing it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, we can't paint this word picture, even if we did this in iambic pentameter.
No. But I read that you discovered this, this place, and you started creating this with your wife, I guess.
It happened 20 years ago. I was on what I call the treadmill of life and buying my darling daughters anything that I could. And we had a weekend drive and on a whim bought a 60-acre farm because it was so close to Atlanta. We thought we'll use it a few weekends, and we started using it every weekend. And after doing that for 3 years, I was just amazed that my daughters, we had a pool, they had a Barbie room, we had the media room, we had everything that was definition of happiness. And yet on Friday afternoons, they could hardly wait until we packed in the car and came down to this little cottage we'd fixed out that had no toys or anything, but it was a connection to nature. And connecting to nature over 3 years changed our lives. And I sold my company, we sold our big house, and we moved out here and I retired. And 7 years later, we became concerned about urban sprawl destroying our paradise. And that started my path of what I call, I'm a developer by default.
Oh.
Because you knew it was going to go, this is a question, you knew it was going to go somewhere, so you wanted to control where it went and how it went there?
That's correct. You look at the areas around any urban center, and it gets rezoned 100 acres, 500 acres, 2,000 acres at a time. And so I started buying land, and at 1,000 acres, I decided I couldn't afford to buy enough to protect us. And so then we brought the entire community together, and we changed the zoning on 40,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
And we're now working with 65,000 acres. Imagine, Napa Valley's 45,000 acres. And we are patterned after the countryside of England. So anytime anything is proposed to be developed, 70% of the land has to be preserved. And we move all the density into the little village center. So the countryside will be dotted with these little villages, all connected with bike and equestrian paths.
Wow.
So we're just going to sit here with our mouths open for a while.
No, I have a question.
While we appreciate... Then take a second to actually appreciate that
You know how my synapses fire. I have a question.
Well, of course you do, because I was happy there for a second.
Yeah,
and
you
then
can't be happy.
Steamroll.
I'll just take that away from you.
Moving forward.
No, that's my question is like everybody just smiling from ear to ear that walks around there? I mean, like, how can you have a bad day?
Because, all of our porches are pulled up near the sidewalk, so our residents are sitting out in the porches, and people... visitors, people that live here, they say, I just feel so happy when I'm here. It feels so good. And the amazing thing is everything we've done is common sense.
But I've had to change laws, break laws, and do all sorts of things to do common sense things. And what we're doing is no different than the way we built communities 80 years ago, except we're totally technology wired. Pure organic food that was grown a few hundred yards from where you live, you know, that was something we used to have. Kids playing in the streets, kids having paths in the woods, using nature as their playground rather than a keyboard and all these fancy things. It's no different than 80 years ago, except we're connected.
Well, I must be 80 years old because you just described a large portion of my childhood.
Exactly, but children today don't have that.
You know, they really don't.
No,
if you've
really
read, if are familiar with Richard Louv's work, Last Child in the Woods, he talks about the real concern that is for today's children.
Yeah, that is something. We have two kids, and you know, we try to involve them in the kinds of things that we do, and it seems that it's easier to get them to participate and do stuff with us when we're out of the house than when we're inside the house.
Well, and this is with every house backing up to nature. The kids are out, you know, and things are scattered around. It's tree houses and swings and the little streams, and you see a total sense of the kids being very very different here.
Now, I imagine that you guys probably have a really good, like, farmer's market there, too.
We have a farmer's market. We have the CSA program where you can buy your share for the growing season, and then you just pick it up at the farm once a week. And now here's fresh food that is fresher. You know, it's picked out morning, and you're picking it up that afternoon. And if you're part of the CSA program, for a family of four, all the vegetables you can possibly eat that week cost $4.50 a day.
What?
$4.50 a day.
I'm a vegetarian. That just made me smile.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a vegetarian family of five that have just moved here, and their grocery bill was around $2,500 a month.
Mm.
And now they're moving here, and you know, they can pay for their mortgage almost by their savings, and the food's fresher than they've been able to get because, you know, if you're a typical market, it's usually been picked a couple days ago.
So, yes. So I'm doing a little quick math here. And forgive me if this is completely wrong, by the way, but pi r squared, a squared plus no. that's the hypotenuse of a triangle at some point in my math, but we looked at Serenbe. We looked at your website.
You're so excited. You have no idea what's going on.
Lollipop. and home prices seem to be in a very affordable range for most people.
That's correct.
Yet you get this grocery bill almost a discount, I guess I can say.
Well, not only that. I mean, we have houses here that range from $265,000 to our custom homes that are over $2 million, some of them.
Yeah, that's
so
what I would buy.
It's this huge mix of people. But for instance, that $265,000 house, currently, Build America is monitoring that for a year because we estimate that the power bill is going to be about $200 a year.
I'm crumpling up my paper,
really?
And I'm going to drive down there on my
now,
horse.
Now, here's the real thing, is then you add your medical bills that you're saving or therapy bills or antidepressants or whatever, because, you know, we have 70 kids here, and by national averages, 7 to 10 of them should have asthma. We don't have any asthma. We don't allow chemicals anywhere. So, you know, so many of our communities are turning their front yards into chemical waste dumps so that they're pretty. So we don't allow lawns. It's all natural landscaping, and no chemicals are allowed anywhere in the entire community.
I am so glad you became a developer.
By default.
I am so amazed at how little common sense there is in the world. And so we're a beacon that there's a simpler way to live in a healthier way. It's the environmental movement's come a long way in the last decade, but a lot of us focused on energy, and we're talking a lot more about the total well-being. And there's a lot of health issues and just personal issues that need to be added to the environment discussion.
So my next question is, I don't mean this to sound devil's advocate-ishly at all, but what is your approach to the people who might say, well, we all need to live somewhere, you know, and there's more population and all this other stuff. How can you set this land aside and fit us all in at the same time?
Well, that's the point exactly. We have come from several decades of the idea of everyone wants their own estate. So lots are larger. A lot of zoning actually prohibits a small house or small lot. And so we have bigger lots spread out. And then we segregate by zoning our uses. And so you have different size houses, commercial, different uses, all segregated. And it's a very non-sustainable system, as we see. We demonstrate that we will actually accommodate 20% more housing within a square mile than the old pattern, that you live closer together on smaller lots, but the sense of community is a huge, huge benefit. We patterned after the countryside of England. You know, after World War II, they knew they had a lot of people returning, and they didn't have a lot of land, so they couldn't spread out like America did. So this is a win-win. It's why when we brought everyone together, we passed all of our zoning laws without one word of opposition, because it made more sense whether you wanted preservation or whether you were pro-development.
Wow.
The infrastructure costs are 40% of what they are in the normal sprawl system that we've been doing. It's a win-win. And this is why we are now, the Urban Land Institute has named us one of the national models to look at. The Prince of Wales now holds his meetings for business people in the Americas here at Serenbe to demonstrate what they are. Just 2 days ago, we finished signing agreements with a group from China. They're bringing Chinese mayors here to understand how to build a more environmental city. The effect is really spreading literally all over the world.
Well, I can't wait to go and visit. And everybody listening, you have to go and check it out on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter. And also go to SERENBECommunity.com and check out all of the cool pictures and everything. And you have to go and check it out,
you
too.
You do.
And we have to go to break.
We'll
come
back.
See us. We have lots of restaurants and an inn.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
You came along and off I went. Your spokes are old and burning. The time at least is not mine. These chips are out, looks turning.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and we are just greening it up today.
We are.
From design.
Yes.
all the way through construction.
Yeah, your favorite part.
Now I'm in.
Yeah. Boring drawings and everything are all done. You get out there and you start just having at it. That's the part
I like this part. To this part.
You even are wearing your contractor pants.
Well,
even building anything right now, and you're still wearing them.
Just in case I need to build anything during the show. I'm also wearing my tool pouch, Curtis Pert, builder of the HGTV Green Home. We're so glad you could join us.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to talk to you. And I love your website, yourfrontporch.com, because it makes me want to buy a home from you.
Well, very good. That's what it's intended to do.
So tell us how you got involved in the HGTV Green Home.
Well, we were a builder in Serenby for many years now. And HGTV came in and interviewed numerous builders, and we were selected.
Oh,
that's super cool. So you kind of had to compete for it in a way.
Yes. I'm not sure exactly what the parameters were, but obviously we've done a lot of green building in our past, and I'm assuming that had a lot to do with it.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we don't really know, other than, you know, square footage and some basic things, we don't know any of the construction details at all, like wall sections and roof type and all this other stuff.
Yeah, so can you walk us through it?
Sure. The green home, our kind of theory on this particular green home was not necessarily to add a whole bunch of expensive products and things to make it green, but really start from the design phase and make it a green home through more design and the concepts that we use. So the way that we framed the home had a we tried to save a lot of lumber by not wasting lumber and changing some of the techniques that we do. The insulation package that we put in there is a pretty sophisticated insulation package, but has a combination of products where we weren't using the most expensive products where we didn't need to. There's things designed into the home, such as a cupola up at the top, that we could, you know, during a nice day, spring day like it is today here in Atlanta, you can open up the windows on the top, and it kind of draws the air through the home. So natural circulation through the home is easy to accomplish. So you don't have to run your air conditioning. The air conditioning system that we put in is a single system with kind of a sophisticated zone control that runs the whole house. Therefore, you're not running multiple units to keep the house heated and cooled. A lot of design-type features that anybody could kind of use on any budget.
Wow. Now, are these the kinds of things that you do when you're building homes for other clients, too?
Typically, yes. One of the great advantages of being a green builder for many years is our contractors that we use on a daily basis are trained in a lot of these techniques. So a lot of these techniques don't necessarily add a bunch of cost. You just need to learn how to do it. So our guys know how to do it.
When you started out trying to build green and working with contractors, you know, has it changed over the years of trying to, you know, get people to kind of build the way that you want to?
Oh, certainly. I would say back 10, 12 years ago, a lot of people kind of look at it sideways when we talk about some of the ways we wanted to do things. A lot of guys in this industry have done this for a long time, and they were taught by their father, and this is how it's done. So kind of changing some of that mentality was fun sometimes, but everybody kind of it's been around long enough now. I think most people kind of understand the program. When you actually go into some of these homes during the construction process, like after we insulate a home the way we insulate them, it just feels different than a normal construction home that's insulated with regular bad insulation or anything. And once the guys kind of experience some of that stuff through the construction process, I think they kind of start to get it. There's definitely a tangible difference through the process, and which helps a lot.
And that's super cool. And now I want to ask you.
Super cool.
I didn't mean it. 50 questions about advanced framing and single top plate and chicken ladder corner details and spray foam. Is it a spray foam product that you're putting in there, or is it something else?
Well, we use spray foam in the roof line. A lot of advantages to using spray foam up in the roof line. We have a You know, our conditioned space includes the attic, where our heating and air system and everything is, so it gets all that into conditioned space. There's a lot of radiant heat benefits to spray foam. So up there on the roof where you don't want the sun kind of pounding through that roof line, that's where we used it. On the walls, we actually used a product that's a little less expensive. It's still a sprayed-in product, but it's actually kind of that loose fill insulation that you have in the older homes up in the attic. But they actually put a little bit of glue in there, sprayed into the walls, and it's called, Johns Manville makes it, it's called Spider. It's about half the cost of foam, but really gets you all the insulation properties that you need on the exterior walls without going through the full expense of the foam. Then in the basement, we have kind of different scenarios going on down there. We have some poured wall foundations, so there's a Thermax product that we put up on the walls down there. Here in Georgia, it's not a real cold environment, so we don't have to do any crazy insulation down there in the basement. So that product works fine down there. So we really kind of try to marry up the product with the application to stay efficient.
Well, and that's what a lot of what people think about, whether they're building a new home or they're remodeling theirs. They see all these different shows and all these different products going on and read magazine articles, and they're like, okay, I want that. What is it? How much does it cost? It costs that much? So it's great that you bring that to it, and your understanding of the different levels of the house is awesome.
Now,
it's definitely green building is not overkilling where you don't need to overkill.
Oh,
you know?
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes sense, and it without diminishing the craft that you've invested your career in, you make it sound easier than maybe people perceive it to be.
I believe so. A lot of it is just literally technique. That's, you know, just like every craftsman learns technique over time. It's just another craft to learn.
Now, how, I just have to ask, you know, have you ever had a home like featured on a national TV show before?
No, this will be the first one.
Now, what are you going to do to, like, watch the special that's going to air on HGTV? Do you have a plan for, like, when you watch the special on HGTV?
No plan as of now. I'm not even sure exactly when it's going to air.
Okay.
But I guess it's coming up, and we'll figure something out. It's
okay.
Fun, that's for sure.
Because I bet it's pretty exciting.
That would be a fun office party.
That would be definitely a really good office party, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come up with something good.
Pretty satisfying. Now, is there a part of the house that you kind of step back right now and say, you know what, that came out better than I thought it would?
I don't know if it would be a part of the house. Here's my main concern going into this is the lot that we needed to build on had a lot of grade. It's about 24 feet, something like that, from the back of the lot to the front of the lot, which in building context is a whole lot of fall on a lot to put a house into. So myself and the architect work very closely together trying to figure out exactly how are we going to do this. And I think that turned out fantastic. I don't think it impacts the livability of the home very much at all, and it turned out great. So I would say the thing that I'm kind of most proud of, I guess, is the way this thing was site planned onto the lot and really fits into the lot we were dealing with.
And that's one of those things that I think a lot of people, if it's done not so good, you notice it, and if it's done perfectly, it just kind of, like, you know, it's like butter. Just
that's exactly
like that.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so your greatest achievement, no one knows, is there. Congratulations.
High five to you.
It happens a lot.
But for everybody listening, go to yourfrontporch.com and check them out on Facebook, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonton.com for all the answers to your window questions.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Rhythm is in the sky, blurred eyes. Your arms around, why can you fly high above red?
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and I'm joined by my wife, Teresa, who's also part of this show.
I'm glad that you remembered that.
And we're also joined by me, who's also part of this show.
I'm glad that you remembered yourself.
I have to look down at my t-shirt. Yeah, that's all of us.
That is all of us. And we are talking HGTV Green Home, and we have the designer on the line. I am so excited to talk about the design of this green home.
I love the detail, the color, and instead of imagining it, let's let Linda Woodrum, the designer of this home, tell us about it.
Yes.
Linda, are you with us?
I am, and I'm just so happy to be here with you.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that's good. Interview over. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm kind of sad that we aren't there with you at the green home because, you know, what we've seen, and there hasn't been a lot yet that we've been able to see, it just looks absolutely amazing. And I want to know all the, like, what can you tell us, like, about the design of the house?
Well, I think what I really feel when I'm here is, you know what, I want to move in. And I can't, but I want to tell everybody who watches the program on April 13th that they can start entering and they can move in. And it's just exquisitely beautiful. I know you talked to Steve Kemp. It's about 2,300 square feet, but it lives like 4,000, and that's absolutely true. I can't convey that strongly enough. Beautiful furniture. It is serene. It's peaceful in Serenby, this wonderful community, and just beautiful colors. We have this very kind of neutral palette in the main living area and pops of this really wonderful chartreuse green, and I just have the sense when I'm here that I am tied to nature and tied to things that are green. We've made a real commitment, not only in the construction, but everything we put into the house.
Now, I can imagine that you have a pretty busy life. And, you know, when you arrived there and it's, you know, looking, you know, for today, you're looking around and everything, do you kind of like relax?
Oh, definitely. This is the most calming, peaceful place I've been in a very long time.
Oh.
You know, I can hear that in your voice, and I've been debating while I've been listening to you talk if I should ask the following question.
Oh, no. I apologize. I apologize in advance.
No, there are always projects that we just connect with. In some way, you know, the sun shines at just the right angle and whatever it is. And it sounds to me like this one to use another metaphor, would sort of rise to the top of projects that you've been involved with.
I think you're exactly right, and I think part of that's this great team. I mean, working with Steve Nygren and his community that he's just done such a phenomenal job with, and his wife Marie. It's just such a win-win, and Steve Camp, there's a commitment, there's a dedication to what this whole Green Project's about, and the energy that comes from that is phenomenal, and it just builds and builds, and so you feel so supported and so enthusiastic and so excited to be part of it, and it grows. And everything you do is positive. So you're absolutely right. I'm energized but serene, excited but tranquil. I can't put it all together in one package.
I kind of love that.
Wow, that's great. So my next question is, can you put that all together in one package?
Maybe we could sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Package up all those good feelings. But I want to know about the products in the house, like what you selected and what's featured inside the home.
Well, we really do look for things, and it's quite easy now, that are green, you know, repurposed, recycled, organic. We use fabrics that are considered green. That means they're sustainable. They're not going to fade. They're not going to wear out easily. They're not going to stain. And that product is out there in abundance now, and it's exciting because a couple of years ago it wasn't so available. It is not difficult to find for all consumers. And, you know, that's really a great statement about what people want. And it's beautiful. The other thing I always want to talk to people about is I think that whatever style you're interested in, whatever you would like to have your house be, it can be and be eco-friendly. And that's what we've done here. We have a very welcoming home, but it's sophisticated. This is a little bit urban. It's a little bit edgy, but we could find easily everything we wanted in this house.
If you live there, for example, like you want to.
Yes.
And I'm going to make up a situation. You wake up early on a Sunday, some weekend mm-hmm. day. Where, besides to brush your teeth and stuff, where would you go first? You leave your bedroom and you're like, I'm going to hang out for
maybe
a while.
Maybe she doesn't leave her bedroom.
Or maybe,
yeah, that may be true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that's spectacular about Serenby is there are fabulous restaurants here, and they're actually so great. They're recognized. I think we were at the Hill last night. It's recognized as one of the best of 10 restaurants in the Atlanta area. So, you know, I might be heading to a restaurant. There's lots of wonderful walking trails. There is a farm here, and there's a farm market in the spring, summer, and fall. Wonderful community of people that really enjoy living here. They chose to live here because they love the lifestyle. So there's a real sense of community. So I think that friendships grow quickly and rapidly here. You really have the whole package. Yet, the Atlanta airport is 20 minutes away, so you are not feeling like you're isolated. You have quick access to Atlanta, the cultural things, the museums, shopping, but you have this really wonderful, warm sense of community tucked away in a wonderful, unique setting.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. So, and jobs, too. I mean,
jobs.
Everybody's got to work somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So you have this, you know, it's this gift.
So this is the fifth year for the green home.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done all five green homes?
I have been able and very lucky to do all five green homes.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
So you have seen a change over the last 5 years, the products that are available and the different.
Oh, so definitely. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. And it's just a wonderful new opportunity. And again, so easy to find, and that just is great. There's so many more stores that have their emphasis on green, and you know, how great is that?
That is pretty great.
That's a good rhetorical question. We could either answer it or not, because kind of the answer to that question is this project that you've put together right now, where you're talking about green living and sustainable living becoming way more accessible to just about everybody.
Exactly. I mean, we have outdoor furniture the hard surfaces are made out of recycled milk jugs. You know, that's a wonderful, wonderful way to use product, you know, things that you would be throwing away. Now it's becoming outdoor furniture. So all of these little bits and pieces are coming together finally, so things are not getting thrown away and going into the landfill. And that's what we're working on.
That is so awesome. And I can imagine that you're probably planning your next vacation to come back there too.
I'm hoping.
Because we are as well. But we have to go to break and we're going to have to say goodbye. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Rhythm is in the sky, blue eyes. Your arms around, why can you fly? High above red-haired dreams. Double stitch seems in perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. Thanks for letting me go, darling. It's kind of like we're leaving a party, and we're both trying to say goodbye to our host.
Oh, goodbye, host. Nice to see you. Thanks for having us over. Those hot dogs were awesome.
Yeah, I don't eat hot dogs.
Those soy dogs were also awesome. See, that's where you would go and say thank you for joining us on My Fix It Up Life.
For stopping by and sharing this hour with us at My Fix It Up Life. And don't forget, we are giving away awesome stuff on our website. So you go to MyFixItUpLife.com, click on free stuff. We want you to win awesome, cool prizes from us.
You specifically.
You. We're talking to you. Not those other people, but we're talking
yes,
to you.
Yes, we're talking to you.
Yes, you know who you are.
And we also want to...
You're very attractive, by the way.
Oh, you're great looking.
Yes.
Yeah, are we talking to the same you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you're also going to want to send us your questions... Your triumphs.
Send us your questions at info@myfixituplife.com. Post them on Facebook because we love to learn from you and we want to know what you have going on. Post up your photos. Follow us on Twitter.
Check out our videos at YouTube.
Go on Pinterest. We're on there now. And you know where we're going to be next week? Right back here for
right
more
back here.
My Fix It Up Life.
I'm so glad that you became my. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple lower view. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door to. We'll be right back.
my fix-it-up life. My crazy fix-it-up life. This is our fix-it-up life.